Ann Arbor's Downtown Development Authority calculates they've spent nearly $1.5 million on the former YMCA lot after subtracting income from the parking lot at 5th and William. The DDA board is asking City Council not to refund these expenses when the sale of the property is completed, but instead dedicate the money to affordable housing. DDA board member Keith Orr says it's a way to make a difference on affordable housing, even if the promise to replace the YMCA's 100 units of low-income housing in the downtown hasn't happened.
We're not in a position to be able to say, yes, let's use this money to provide those 100 places in a downtown setting. But, you know, we can at least, we can do what we can, and hopefully City Council will be able to find, you know, the best accommodations to that as they can, understanding that history. I mean, there are a lot of people who still remember that as a promise to low-income housing.
DDA officials say the surface parking lot has brought in over $1 million in the last 5 years, covering almost all of their costs outside of the demolition of the building and turning the property into a surface parking lot. The city purchased the former Y lot for $3.5 million and has an agreement to sell the property to Dennis Dolman for $5.25 million. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.